All right, good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday morning, October 11th, 2017 session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaly, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Wheeler.
Here. Lots of people are going to testify. When they testify, you may or may not agree with them. Give them respect. Let them speak. Thumbs up, thumbs down. If you're a lobbyist, let us know. First item, please.
Item 1105, request of Angie Even to address council regarding unreinforced masonry retrofit project.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you could just state your name for the record, please.
Yeah. Good morning, Commissioners, Mayor Wheeler. My name is Angie Even, and I am a native Portland resident as well as been a community business leader in the Woodstock Business District for over 30 years. Today, I'm here to represent myself and other building owners, but also the Woodstock Business District. I'm here to report that the Woodstock Business Association voted last month to unanimously against a mandate for the buildings in our district. And the reason for that is because when we did the math on the full retrofits, we would be looking at over $10 million. We see that as a devastation to our business district as well as a displacement of our businesses and also jobs that would be lost. I believe that this represents most business districts because when, especially the small districts, it takes a lot of years to build the right mix of businesses and buildings. Any big disruption in that would disrupt the entire ecosystem. On a city level, there's over 1,400 of the 1,640 buildings are commercial. 93% of those are 1 to 3 story. Also, there's 270 residential buildings with 7,000 units, and 18,000 of those are low-income, city-financed units. So most of the buildings that we're talking about are small buildings. They're family-owned buildings, and they're worth far less than what the retrofits would cost. I've been tracking this and attending meetings for over a year, and at every meeting I've been asking the same question. What happens if building owners can't afford this? And the answer has been consistent, and that has been you will either have to sell or demolish. That was alarming. So building owners started a grassroots movement, and what we did is we pulled our money and we sent out two postcards that cost us a little over $1,000. And the purpose for that was we wanted to inform other building owners that this was coming, that this was happening, and to give them the information of what might happen within their lives. The responses that I received, first of all, was that most building owners didn't know what a URM was. And the rest of them, they wanted to know how they got on the list. And I'm going to run out of time. Anyways, what I want you to know is that building owners are your neighbors, and we're also mostly retired or at a retirement age. No one knows where they're going to come up with the money for these retrofits. We believe in the 2485 of the code and believe if you corrected that code, that that would take care of most of these buildings over time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And I neglected to mention, and I should have said this up front, we're actually not going to bring that code back until December. And it's my understanding there are still some conversations taking place, particularly with the small building owners. It seems like we've ironed out the Category 1 and Category 2 buildings.
Yes.
And the contention point now is really this push-pull between our desire to protect the public and people who are in unreinforced masonry buildings and the reality that there is expense associated with the retrofits.
Yeah.
So we're still very much having those conversations.
And I believe we all agree that the schools and the critical buildings are a priority in this project.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't think, it seems like everybody's in agreement
Everybody
on that,
agrees.
Which is good.
Yeah.
So we're two-thirds of the way there.
We are.
Good. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.